Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where I hope you've had a chance to check out our 12th anniversary special show that just went live a little bit ago. And of course, I wanted to get to the reviews, getting around to getting that up for today, because I had some major hardware issues this last night and this morning. So I had to go out. I missed the 24-hour stores where you could go out and get something in the middle of the night if you needed to. I mean, yeah, we can order stuff online and have it delivered. So I like that convenience too, but I miss being able to run to Walmart in the middle of the night if I needed something. So I was without my equipment for a few hours and I was going crazy, or I felt like I was going crazy. But I wanted to bring you another mummy movie. We've talked about the Brendan Fraser mummy movies. And when this one was coming out in 2017 with having Tom Cruise, I'm like, okay, are they continuing the story from a different perspective? Kind of what's going on with all that and like how to process all this? Well, when I went to the theater to see this, I actually was in Michigan visiting some friends at the time. That's actually where I grew up. But I was up there when this came out. And so I watched this up there and did everything from my phone back when it was all still on the website still. And don't worry, I will be sharing you the original review that was on moviedeputy.com. But yeah, this one, it does not continue the mummy movie. It's the mummy movie. It's from Brendan Fraser. This one is a standalone mummy movie, kind of like the new upcoming one is. And so it's like, are you tired of mummies yet? Or are you excited for the mummy movie? This one, you kind of get a little bit of the mummy meets Mission Impossible. A little bit on that. And not, it doesn't actually tie into Mission Impossible at all, not directly, but it's like it's got the action scenes and it's got the just edge of your seat stuff that you get when you watch the Mission Impossible movies, and you get that with this one as well. And don't worry, we're going to show the trailer here. Now, I do want to say I did give this movie a guilty rating because there are two terms that I want to describe with this movie. We kind of got a little bit used to the whole ickiness, goriness of the Brendan Fraser mummy movies with A Knock in the Moon and just kind of everything going on with that. This one, you get the goopy and the gory. So I just kind of want to, if you're sensitive to that stuff, I just kind of want to give you a little bit of the heads up, just because this one, nothing in the trailer is really that intense, but the movie is pretty intense for some of that stuff. And it's, I don't know, let's just jump into the trailer and we'll start there. And then I will share with you the original review that was up on Movie Deputy. Apologies. See, even this far into this one, it just kind of gives you that impending doom. Just one of those things where it's just quiet enough to make you wonder. But then it has that background noise where you're just waiting for the bah, gotcha.
Man, this is November 4, 0, Niner, Niner.
What the hell?
And this is some of the stuff I was talking about when I was comparing it to like the Mission Impossible type movies, was just the fast action survival type scenes. Which we know he's good at. And if you're anything like me, I do have a fear of flying, so movies like this one just usually kind of give me the goosebumps anyways. over in a morgue trying to figure out, And a very naked Tom Cruise, also why this movie has a guilty rating.
Welcome to a new world of gods and monsters.
Now, I want to preface this. This movie is not directly connected to the movie Gods and Monsters, so I'm kind of surprised they got away with that.
I saw her. She is real.
Please meet Princess Aminet. She will claim what she has been denied.
Fans of horror movies, mummy movies, monster movies are going to find a lot in this to enjoy. It's just kind of the way it is with a story such as this. So it's just like, it's definitely entertaining. It's edge of your seat. It's like I said, the closest I can come to it, like I said, it's not actually Mission Impossible, though the trailer would maybe make you think otherwise. And it's not, but it's not quite like the ancient Egyptian type mummy stuff either. So where does it fall in between? Well, let's jump over and check out the original review that was on Movie Deputy on this one. Sorry, my computer's going a little slow at the moment. Throughout history, man has recorded events through writings, pictures, and other means available. In ancient... I'm actually going to start that again here in a second. I got to take a drink. Sorry. Different mug, same elixir, just a Pepsi-holic. Let's try this again. Throughout history, man has recorded events through writings, pictures, and any other means available. In ancient Egypt, they did so in hieroglyphics. All of their history was recorded and left for the world to see. That is, except for one particular detail. A single person singled out and erased from history. What could this person have done to warrant this? You'll soon find out. Two military personnel are sent out on assignment. They have a detour in mind that will take them on an adventure of a lifetime. What they find is beyond their wildest dreams. This discovery will alter the lives of all involved. Are they ready? Is the world? This mummy movie appears to be independent of the previous trilogy. In charting its own path, it comes across as an exhilarating adventure, all while making us laugh along the way, resulting in an unconventional menagerie of ideas that somehow works beyond all logical reason. Though it's definitely not for everyone, this plays to a certain audience with its abstract adaptation. Should you decide to experience this, hang on. The ride is far from over. Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well. Like I said, I wrote that back in 2017, so it's been a few years. But I think that sums this up well. It's just, it's truly an adventure of a lifetime. It's just, it's unsettling. And it almost makes you think it could lead into something more. Unfortunately, we haven't seen any other like, parts where this kind of carried on. I don't know what his box office totals or anything like that were, but it was entertaining enough. It probably should have had a sequel, and so I'm kind of surprised that it didn't. Now, we do have the new mummy movie coming up this weekend that's going to be really abstract in its presentation, and it's going to be for people who really like the macabre, definitely. Those types of, so if you're more of a fan, if you're looking like Egyptian history, if you're looking for it to be a documentary, it's going to be far from that. This one was far from that. I can't think of any of the Mummy movies that really are historically accurate in any way, shape, or form. But it's always fun to have an adventure with this. Now, you're probably wondering score-wise where I came in. I'm actually going to surprise you with this one a little bit. I came in with this with The Mummy back in 2017, a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, you may be thinking, but wait, I probably would have given it a 7. It was entertaining. It was kind of fun. It was edge of your seat. It's one of those ones you do not want to get up and go to the bathroom because you're going to miss a lot. Now, if you have not seen this one and you're trying to prepare for the new one, go and binge the trilogy, check this one out, and get ready for the new one because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be seeing it in the theater with the rest of you. You never know which theater I'm going to be in. So if you're making any comments or anything after the movie, who knows? I might end up using some of them. So always keep an eye out for the logo. I'm always wearing my deputy gear. So if you don't see my logo, you might not see me, but always keep an eye out just in case. I do travel a lot as well. Though I have a fear of flying, I do fly quite often, and my husband and I are actually getting ready to take a vacation here in a couple weeks. So don't worry, I will be pre-recording some episodes for that week so that you don't miss out on the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And of course, if you don't want to miss out on any of it, make sure and click that subscribe button and turn on that notification bell to get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. But as always, I'll be back soon, everybody. Bye-bye.